This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And it is time now for your Noon Farm Show, brought to you today by Jersey County Grain Company in Jerseyville and in Hardin. Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. Carlinville Truck Equipment, the truck and trailer experts on North University Street in Carlinville. And by Wayne Schaefer, your country insurance agent in Jerseyville. Now, live in the main control room with WSMI Studios, here's Ag Director Angela Besch.
Thank you, Scott. If you have any grain bins on your farming operation and have 10 or less employees, you might be on the radar of OSHA. U.S. Senator Mike Johanns from Nebraska says OSHA has a new classification for the farm under the Obama administration and is cracking down on producers like this one.
OSHA comes out there and they say to this farm, your grain bin operation doesn't comply. And we know that you're under 10 employees. I think they employ one person on this farm. And so we're going to fine you. And the amount of that fine is $132,000, if you can imagine that. Once again, it's just craziness, and we're going to do everything we can to stop OSHA dead in their tracks on this.
Johanns says grain bins now. Will hay storage be next?
The law is on our side. This is a situation where very, very clearly for 35-plus years, Congress has looked at this issue and said, look, if it's 10 or fewer employees on a farming operation, you just don't have jurisdiction here. OSHA is now doing everything they can to work around that. So it's just more craziness, more anti-agriculture initiatives by this administration. It's just beyond belief.
Senator Johanns says Congress has included language in appropriations bills since 1976 expressly prohibiting OSHA enforcement actions against farmers with 10 or less employees. But OSHA says nearly every farm would fall outside the scope of the exemption because almost all use some sort of grain storage facility as part of normal farm operations. Livestock markets are falling subject to some interesting market dynamics with low cattle numbers and the approaching holiday season. I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions to find out more.
Well, live cattle have been pretty much in a tight trading range for the last 2 months, as we've seen significant losses in packer margins, anywhere from $30 to $50 per head, sometimes larger, that they've been willing to take to this point in order trying to hang on to market share. Support comes from the fact that there's very few cattle out there, a very small cattle herd. But on the other hand, we're seeing a limited demand because the consumer is simply not feeling very good about spending money on the steaks. Feeder cattle have seen greater strength. There's a limit to how high feeder cattle can go without additional strength in the live cattle complex, because you have to have those profitable margins in order to feed cattle. But cheap corn prices and a limited supply of lightweight calves have really supported the feeder cattle market.
After a PEDV outbreak earlier this year and a demand for holiday hams, the hog markets are also experiencing some interesting changes.
Well, as we look at the lean hog futures complex, it's really been breaking lower in recent days and recent weeks, simply overwhelmed with demand is being overwhelmed with supply. We have seen an increase in demand as we approach the Christmas holiday when hams tend to be in demand, but the supply has been overwhelming that demand with record carcass weights and just the number of hogs. The deferred contracts had been carrying quite a premium because of all the reports of PED virus having a significant impact on piglet death. And the expectations as we get into 2014, we'd see a significant drop in market hog numbers. But the trade's starting to get cold feet on holding out on that ahead of the December 27th quarterly hogs and pigs report. So in recent days, we've been seeing liquidation of some of those long positions in those deferred contracts as traders start to fear that maybe USDA's previous reports are right and the PED virus is not having as big of an effect as was feared.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
Thousands of farmers every year depend on federal crop insurance to help protect their income from unavoidable loss. And many of those farmers depend on Country Financial Agent Wayne Schaefer to help sort through all the programs available and find the best one to meet their needs. Remember, you can depend on Country for all your farm insurance needs. So from the time you put it in the planter till the time it comes out of the ground, you've got coverage from Wayne Schaefer, your Country agent in Jerseyville, an equal opportunity provider. Give us a call at 498-5800.
At this time of the year, your friends at Carlinville Truck Equipment are grateful for many blessings. And in that spirit, your friends at Carlinville Truck Equipment would like to say with much gratitude, thank you for choosing them. Best wishes for a safe, happy, and holiday season. And your friends at Carlinville Truck Equipment hope you have the opportunity to relax and spend time with family and friends. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 854-6706. They deliver what others promise.
Haul to Jersey County Grain's Hardin River Terminal and you'll save fuel, time, and headache. You won't have to fight traffic or wait in line forever either. Barge shipping rates are low and their prices usually beat the competition. Call Jersey County Grain in Jerseyville or Hardin or check their website for quotes at jerseycountygrain.com. You can also get daily grain bids by email or text message. See Jersey County Grain for details.
When you join the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, you are helping to protect the family farm. The Macoupin County Farm Bureau strives through various programs for farmers to keep the family farm profitable. Meanwhile, we provide farmers with up-to-date information to help keep your food supply safe and plentiful too. Farm Bureau also fights government legislation restricting your property rights and also fights to restrict prime farmland from being converted to non-farm uses. For more information, call the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value and concern for you.
A South Dakota judge heard arguments on the ABC News motion to dismiss the defamation suit brought by Beef Products, Inc. BPI is suing ABC News over statements made in March 2012 reports about lean, finely textured beef. According to the company, repeated references to the meat as pink slime by ABC misled consumers into believing LFTB was unhealthy and unsafe. ABC has moved to have the suit dismissed, claiming that there's no legally justifiable case against them. It's up to Judge Cheryl Gehring to decide whether all of the parts of the case will progress to the evidence-gathering phase. AgriPulse reports that First Amendment Center President Ken Paulson says defamation cases news outlets are very difficult to win. He says BPI will have to demonstrate ABC knew the information it reported was false and reported it anyway to prevail at trial. As families prepare for holiday feasting and enjoy spending time inside cozy, warm houses, dieting and exercise isn't exactly at the forefront of everyone's mind. I spoke with Joyce Fickrey of the St. Louis Dairy Council about some ways to stay healthy this winter.
It is very important. You know, we need to be getting at least 30 minutes each and every day, if we can. And so over the holidays, it just gets to be kind of hectic. So we just have to keep it in mind, make sure we do plan some type of activity. If you're together with your family, maybe it's some type of family activity. Maybe you can go out bowling or ice skating or something like that. But the importance of exercise over the holidays will benefit us, making sure that we get this time in, because typically we do gain weight over the holidays. So by making sure we have that exercise, it can actually help us kind of maintain our weight and hopefully stop some of that extra weight gain.
What should be some good health goals for people to keep in mind during the holidays?
Well, first of all, a couple things, three different things to remember. First of all, be realistic and realize that over the holidays, you know, with all the different foods and functions and different events that we're attending, we probably will not be losing weight, but what we want to do is just kind of maintain our weight. So it's important to be realistic. Be positive. Instead of saying, I'm not going to eat this or that, just focus on getting the servings in for dairy, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean protein. And leave some room, but not too much, for some of those special holiday treats. And then the final thing is to be flexible. Again, try to exercise at least five times per week. And if you're only able to do it four times during a week's time, then give yourself a pat on the back because you're ahead of the game, because you are doing something to keep busy.
The Mid-Illinois Pork Producers were doing a pork certificate giveaway, and here are the winners from the drawing. Diane Hill, Loretta Pizzold, Dawn DeWerf, Beth Young, Marlene Parks, April Michalasik, Marilyn Weber, Alberta Thorpe, Don Ranger, Linda Steed, Hank Fay, and Rich Henry. Congratulations to all of our winners. I apologize if I mispronounced any of your names. You have each won $10 worth of pork gift certificates from the Mid-Illinois Pork Producers. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.